wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord, a wonderful Savior to me. This morning we heard, as Brother Graber was preaching, about a minister, a great preacher, who could preach about any passage in the Scripture, and he did, and he always came around to the cross, the saving work of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherever he started, what did you say, Genesis or Job or Ecclesiastes, wherever it was, he came, he led the sermon to that point. Jesus, we sang that this morning too, Jesus, my King, my wonderful Savior, all of my life is given to thee. Two things I want to read to you as we begin tonight. One is called Thy Reign. It happens to be the 29th reading in our devotional that we've been using this summer at camp with the staff. Thy Reign, all poems by Francis Ridley Havergal. Righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Thy reign is righteousness, not mine, but thine. A covering no less than the broad, bright waves of thy great sea that roll triumphantly from line to pole and pole to line. A reign where every rebel thought in sweet captivity to thine obedience is brought. Thy reign is perfect peace, not mine, but thine. A stream that cannot cease, for its fountain is thy heart. O depth unknown, thou givest of thine own, pouring from thine and filling mine. The noise of war hath passed away. God's peace is on the throne, ruling with undisputed sway. Thy reign is joy divine, not mine, but thine, or else not any joy to me. For a joy that flowed not from thine own, since thou hast reigned alone, were vacancy or misery. O sunshine of thy realm, how bright this radiance from thy throne, unspeakable in calmest light. Thy reign shall still increase. I claim thy word. Let righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost be found and more abound in me. Through thee, O Christ, my Lord, take unto thee thy power, who art my sovereign, many crowned. Establish thy kingdom in my heart. Amen. And then one passage of Scripture I read this morning. And the reason I'm reading it again is this. I read Psalm 89, just a few verses there, I think 15, 16, 17, and 18 this morning. And I mentioned that Sister Ruth Collis had read from one of those verses at least, or two, to us in a prior meeting this week. We were praising the Lord this morning, and the praises were rising higher. And here it says, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. For thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favor our horn shall be exalted. For the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. My Savior, my King. Well, the reason was that I went back to my room and I picked up my reading schedule because I have to keep up with my readings in the church. We're reading through the Bible this year. And, well, we're hitting the high points. It's not every page that we're reading, but we're reading together. And on the weekends, we read from Psalms. And what was the reading for today? I hadn't read it yet, but it's Psalm 89, 1 through 18. So I read it again, but not from this Bible, so I'm hoping that I'm able to see this tiny print. But I'd like to read those verses to you as we begin tonight. They're so wonderful, and I hope they set that tone for us of praising the Lord who is worthy, who alone is worthy, who alone is wonderful. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shalt thou establish in the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David my servant, thy seed will I establish forever, and build up thy throne to all generations. Selah. And the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. For who in the heaven can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee? Thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. Thou hast broken Rahab in pieces, as one that is slain. Thou hast scattered thine enemies with thy strong arm. The heavens are thine, the earth also is thine. As for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them. The north and the south thou hast created them. Tabor and Hermon shall rejoice in thy name. Thou hast a mighty arm. Strong is thy hand, and high is thy right hand. Justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face. And then the verses that I just read, which were part of the reading this morning also. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. For thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favor our horn shall be exalted. For the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. And I thought of him today as my King. Righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost, that's the kingdom of God. And as my Savior, mighty to save and strong to deliver. There's nothing that escapes his notice, and there's nothing that's too hard for him. Mighty Savior and glorious King, we worship you. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. You know how to rejoice in the Lord, to raise your voice in praise. He alone is worthy. Yes. Let's sing number one in our camp songbooks. Number one. Shall we stand as we sing? Father, abounding in mercy.
It is joy unspeakable and Hallelujah.